بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our second session, reading from Medina Book 1, the Reading Comprehension course. And this is our second session of what we expect to be 12 sessions. And I just want to remind everyone, those of you who were with us last week, but more particularly those who might be joining us for the first time this week, that everyone should have 3 PDF files. Book 1 text, the main Medina book for level 1 textbook, the English key for that book, and the vocabulary bank. So the English key basically contains the grammatical points for each lesson, which you can review on your own for the most part. And the vocabulary bank also contains the vocabulary that's in the English key, except that it might be a little bit easier to use because the vocabulary is listed chapter by chapter, one by one, immediately following one another. Also, I want to mention, as I did last week, that we recommend 5 recommended steps for studying. The first is to read whatever is required of the lesson, then to write it out. Actually, to write whatever we're going to read in the session coming up, write out that entire text. And number 3, to listen to someone read to you, or to listen to the audio files that has been made available to everyone, which is an Arabic reading of each lesson from the beginning to the end. So, reading the lesson from the textbook, writing it in your notebook, listening to it, and then the final 2 steps are reading it once again, but this time from your own handwriting, and then finally listening and writing at the same time, which is called imla in Arabic, that is dictation. Listen to somebody read to you and try to write without looking at the book. These are 5 steps in which you're going to read the lesson or the required reading twice, you're going to write it twice, and you're going to listen to it twice. Okay, read it from the textbook, write it in your notebook, listen to someone else read or the audio file, and then read it again from your own handwriting from your notebook, and then listen to somebody read it and try to write what you hear without looking at the book, which again is known as imla. As far as the class format that we mentioned last week, we're going to follow the same format. That is going to be 4 parts to each lesson. The first part is going to be vocabulary review, in which we're going to do oral translation of some Arabic words to English and English words to Arabic. Secondly, we're going to read the text that has been selected from the lesson. We're going to read it and we're going to translate it, paying attention to identifying the new words that came in this lesson, and analyzing the new grammar points and word relationships that are new for this lesson, as well as what we have taken previously. Okay, so the first part of the class is going to be oral translation, vocabulary review. The second part is going to be reading the selected text and translating it, paying attention to the new vocabulary words and new grammatical points and word relationships. And by word relationships, we mean the relationship between mubtada and khabar, the relationship between the na'at and the man'ut, the adjective in the words that it's describing, the relationship between mudhaf and mudhaf ilayhi, and so on, like this. Word relationships, yani identifying them. The last 2 parts of the lesson are not going to require you to use your book, so you can close the books at that point. And we're going to do exercises, 1, to improve your listening skills, and 2, to improve your dictation skills. In the listening skills, we'll go over it in detail when we reach it at the end of the lesson. We're going to read, yani, a sentence or an expression twice. One time, just the first time, just listen, and the second time, translate orally without writing it down. In the dictation skills, we're going to read each sentence 3 times, so that the first time you can just listen and try to make sure you comprehend. The second time, you're going to try to write what you hear, and the third time, you'll have a chance to catch anything you missed or to confirm that you have done it correctly. As far as the homework, as I mentioned last week, before each session, we're going to have a homework assignment dealing with this upcoming session. So the homework assignment is to prepare you for what we're going to be doing in the following session. There's some writing that you're expected to do to help you to improve your writing skills. I mean, the more you write, the better you'll be able to write. And then there's also translation, which you'll have a chance to check in the upcoming session when we go over it. Okay, that being said, let's get right into the lesson. Today, inshallah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, this is our second session, and we're going to be doing the third and fourth lesson. Lesson number 3 and lesson number 4. So, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be starting with first, yani, a vocabulary review, in which we're going to do oral translation. I'll read some words to you in Arabic, and I want you just to orally translate. We're not going to take a lot of time, so you might not be able to write them down. It's sufficient that once we give you the meaning of that word, that you can just put a check on your page, on your notebook, that you got it right, or an X if you missed it, so that at the end of this exercise, the oral review, you have an idea of how many words you got right and how many words you may have missed. Okay, so I'm going to read a set of words from the vocabulary for this lesson. And please, Yani, do not look at the book. This is really just a drill in which you're going to have a chance to see which words you actually know well and which words you don't know. The learning of the vocabulary is very, very important. These are the two things that are essential for your understanding, whatever you read or whatever you hear, and that is knowing the meaning of words. And secondly, understanding the relationships between words, yani the grammatical function or position of a word in a sentence. And that's what we're going to be doing when we read the selected texts from each lesson that will be taken throughout this course. Okay, so this is our first part of the session, that is vocabulary review, and we're just going to do oral translation. I'm going to read each word twice, and after the second time, after a brief pause, I'm going to give you the meaning, and you can either check that you got it right or you missed it. Okay, so oral translation. The first word, غنيٌ. Again, غنيٌ, with a shadda on the ya. Its meaning is rich. Next word, طويلٌ, with fa, طويلٌ. Its meaning, tall, yani the opposite of short. بارِدٌ, بارِدٌ. Its meaning, cold, the opposite of hot. جالسٌ, جالسٌ. Its meaning, sitting, as opposed to standing. جديدٌ, جديدٌ. Its meaning, new, as opposed to old. قريبٌ, with قاف. قريبٌ. Its meaning, near, as opposed to far. نظيفٌ, with the letter ظ, as in ظهر and ظهر. نظيفٌ, again, نظيفٌ. Its meaning, clean, as opposed to dirty. صغيرٌ, with صاد and غين. صغيرٌ. Its meaning, small, as opposed to big. خفيفٌ, خفيفٌ, with خا, خفيفٌ. Its meaning, something that is light, as opposed to heavy. الورق, الورق, with قاف. Its meaning, paper that you write upon. التفاح, التفاح, with shadda on the fa and fatta and alif elongation. التفاح, meaning apple. الدكان, with shadda on the del because it's a sun letter, and shadda on the kaf as a part of the letter, followed by fatta elongated by alif. الدكانُ. الدكانُ meaning shop, يعني a place where you shop, you buy and sell. مريضٌ. مريضٌ with ضاد on the end. مريضٌ meaning sick or a sick person, a patient. Okay. Okay, that's 13 words. If anybody got 7 of them right, then alhamdulillah, that's passing. 7. Yani, that's more right than those that you may have missed. If you got 7 right, that's passing out of 13 words. If you got yani 10 or 11 right, that's very good. And whoever got all of them right, mashallah, tabarakallah. Okay, now we're going to continue with the oral review, but this time I'm going to give you English words, and I want you to give me, yani, to orally give me the translation of those words. The first word, poor, P-O-O-R, a poor person. Poor. Faqeerun. Faqeerun. Next word. Short. S-H-O-R-T. As opposed to tall. Short. In Arabic. Qasirun. With qaf and sad. Qasirun. Hot. H-O-T. The opposite of cold. Hot. In Arabic. Harun. With a shadd on the ra. Harun. Standing. Standing as opposed to sitting. Standing in Arabic. Waqifun. Waqifun. With qaf. Waqifun. Old. O-L-D. As opposed to something new. Qadimun. Qadimun. Far away. Far away as opposed to something that is near. Far away. Ba'idun. Ba'idun. Dirty. D-I-R-T-Y as opposed to something clean. Dirty. Wasikhun. Wasikhun. Big. B-I-G. The opposite of small. Kabirun. Kabirun. The next word. Heavy. H-E-A-V-Y. The opposite of something that is light. Heavy. Thaqeelun. Thaqeelun. With qaf. Thaqeelun. Water. W-A-T-E-R. That you drink. Water. Al-ma'u. Al-ma'u. By the way, this word water is not in the Arabic vocabulary in the main text of the book. Al-ma'u. And likewise, al-waraq that we mentioned in the previous exercise, al-waraqu, paper, is also not in the Arabic vocabulary of the main text of the lesson. Beautiful. Beautiful. In Arabic, jamilun. Jamilun. Sweet. Sweet. Yani, something like candy or cake. Sweet. In Arabic, hulwun. Wa alaykum salam. Hulwun. One other word that I want to mention here that's included in the Arabic section of the new words but not included here in the English key is al-qamaru. Al-qamaru with qaf. Yani meaning the moon. And one other word that came in this lesson that's neither in the English or Arabic vocabulary, ladhidhun. Ladhidhun. meaning something that is tasty or delicious. Okay, this is what we wanted to cover in terms of the vocabulary review. So after this, we're going to go right into the next part of the lesson, and that is the reading of the selected text that we're going to read and translate, look at the new vocabulary words and grammatical rules. But before we read, we just want to mention some of the things that are contained in this particular lesson of great importance. This lesson deals with the Arabic definite article, alif lam, yani, as in the word bait, al bait, yani, the definite article in Arabic. So in this lesson, we contrast the definite article, alif lam, with the indefinite article, tanween. So we see the difference between bait, when it has tanween, baitun, meaning a house, and bait, when it has alif lam, al baitu, meaning the house. So what we want to note here is that there are 28 consonants in the Arabic language. 14 of them are sun letters or solar letters, al-huruf al-shamsiyah. And the other 14 are lunar letters or moon letters, al-huruf al-qamariyah. And in this lesson, as we look at the contrast between words that have tanween and alif lam, we want to also note that words that begin with alif lam, or that have attached to them alif lam, if that word begins with a sun letter, a solar letter, one of the huruf shamsiyah, then we're going to merge the lam into the sun letter. You're not going to pronounce L, but rather you're going to double the sun letter, and therefore we see it written with a shadda. So, al shamsu is correctly pronounced ash-shamsu. So we just want to note that, and also we want to note that as we mentioned previously, the indefinite article is generally translated as a, yani, a book, a house, and so on. But when the word is an adjective that has tanween, then we don't translate it as a, as in, for example, al-babu maftuhun. Maftuhun has tanween. But we're not going to say al-babu maftuhun means the door is a open. An adjective, we're going to just translate it by its meaning, open. Al-qalamu maqsurun, maqsurun. We're not going to translate it as a broken, but we're going to say al-qalamu, the pen, is maqsurun, broken. Alright, so that's what we wanted to note in terms of yani, the main things that this lesson contains. The alif lam, which is harf al-ta'rif, it indicates yani, that a word is ma'rifa. Alif lam indicates that a word is ma'rifa. Yani al-ma'rifa means shay'un mu'ayyanun. Shay'un mu'ayyanun. A specific particular thing. As in al-baytu means a specific particular bait, not any bait. Al-baytu yadullu ala baytin mu'ayyanin. A specific particular house. As opposed to the tanween on a word generally indicates that it is indefinite, nakira. And a word that is nakira means that it is shay'un ghayru mu'ayyanin. Ghayru mu'ayyanin. Yani something that is not specific or particular. So baytun with tanween includes every house, any house, no particular house. Not a specific or particular house. Okay, let's go to our reading now. And again, the purpose, yani the main core of this lesson, is to improve our reading skills, yani our reading comprehension, and that is through yani memorizing vocabulary words in Arabic so that we know the meaning of words, and then recognizing grammatical rules and relationships between words. In these early lessons, the only relationships that we are seeing so far are the relation between the two essential parts of the jumla ismiya, the nominal sentence. The two essential parts of the nominal sentence are the subject and the predicate. In Arabic, al-mubtada'u and al-khabaru. So we're going to talk about that in detail in future lessons, but for now, that's the main relationship that we're going to be seeing in the reading that we do in the early lessons. We're going to see simple nominal sentences. Yani, a nominal sentence means a sentence that begins with a noun. In Arabic, it's called jumla ismiya. Yani, a sentence that begins with a ism, a noun. So, this type of sentence is composed of two essential parts, yani the mubtada'u, which is the subject, what you want to talk about, and the khabaru, the information or the news that you want to convey concerning that subject. So we're going to read from page 14 right now. We're going to read from page 14, the entire page. And then after that, we're going to skip to page 16, the bottom of page 16 and 17. And this is going to be our reading, yani selection for this lesson number 3. Okay, on the top of the page 14 in the Arabic text of the book, it says, الدرس الثالث. الدرس الثالث. The third lesson. And here in this lesson, there are two essential matters that we're dealing with. The contrast between indefinite nouns, which have tanween, double dhamma, or double kasr, or double fatha, and the definite noun that has attached to the beginning of it, alif lam. So we see at the top of the lesson, baytun, with tanween, a house, and then we see al baytu, with alif lam, meaning the house. Going across, we have kitabun, with tanween, meaning a book, and then in contrast, we see al-kitabu, with alif lam, meaning the book. And what we should note here is that the word that initially has tanween, if you attach alif lam to it, the tanween has to be removed. So it loses the tanween and it only keeps a single vowel sign. Whenever, yani, alif lam is attached to a word, it has to lose tanween. Alif lam and tanween can never go together on a single word. It can't be definite and indefinite at the same time. It's either a house or the house. It's either a specific house, al bayt, or it is, yani, not specific, any house, baytun. Okay, they also gave us qalamun with qaf, qalamun, meaning a pen with tanween. And then al qalamu, we see the tanween is removed here, and only a single vowel remains after the attachment of alif lam. Al-qalamu, the pen. Jamalun, a camel. And al-jamalu, the camel. Okay, now, after seeing the contrast between indefinite and definite words, yani from tanween to alif lam, we're going to look now at some brief sentences. On this page 13, we have 10 sentences. So we're going to read them. We're going to translate them. We're going to notice the new words that came for the first time in this lesson. And I think there may be about, yani, 20 or so some odd new words. About 20 new words in this lesson altogether. So we're going to see a lot of new words and what we're going to read today in these two readings from lesson 3. What we want to note are the new words, and we want to note grammatical functions of words in a sentence, or relationships, word relationships. Yani the relationship specifically here between al-mubtada'u, the subject, and al-khabaru, the predicate. Yani the subject and the predicate. The subject and what you want to say about it. The first sentence. Al-qalamu maksurun. And as I mentioned last week, yani we have studied these lessons previously. Okay, this is a review course, right? So if you feel comfortable just listening without looking at the book, then this will be excellent in terms of training your listening skills. If you can, yani, be comfortable, if you're comfortable with just listening, then this is better. Otherwise, if you look at the book, no problem for now. Yani, when we do dictation skills, then you have to close your book. Okay, so the first sentence we have here, al-qalamu maksurun. Again, al-qalamu maksurun, meaning the pen is broken. Maksurun is a new word. This is the first time it came in this lesson. Yani in lesson 3 is the first time we saw this word. Maksurun is an adjective. It means something that is broken. And again, note, as an adjective, we don't say it is. Al-qalamu maksurun doesn't mean the pen is a broken. But it means the pen is broken. Yani, maksurun is the khabar. It's telling us something about the pen. The next sentence, al-babu maftuhun. Al-babu maftuhun. Meaning, the door is open. Al-Babu is the Mubtada, and Maftoon is the Khabar. Also, what we want to note about the Jumla Ismiya, we want to note that the two essential parts of the Jumla Ismiya, the Mubtada'u and the Khabaru, are both always Marfu'un. They're both always Marfu'un. So we can see, if the noun is not Mabni'un, we can see the vowel ending on the word is going to be Dhamma for the Mubtada always. And it's going to be Yani Dhamma for the Khabar always. Until we see special words, Yani special classes of words that have secondary signs. But for now, we're only going to see the primary sign for a word when it's Marfu'un is Dhamma. So we see it can be a single Dhamma or a double Dhamma. If the word has Alif Lam, it's going to have a single Dhamma. If it doesn't have Alif Lam, it's going to have a double Dhamma. In terms of I'rab, we say Al-Babu Maftuhun. Al-Babu is the Mubtada'u, and the Mubtada'u is always Marfu'un, and the sign of it being Marfu'un is Dhamma. Maftuhun is the Khabaru, the predicate, and the Khabar is always Marfu'un, and the primary sign of a word when it's Marfu'un, yani the nominative case, the primary sign for the nominative case is Dhamma. So this is what we want to pay attention to in terms of word relationships, the Mubtada and the Khabar, in terms of I'rab, that both Mubtada and Khabar are always Marfu'un. And the primary sign of a word when it is Marfu'un in the nominative case is that it has Dhamma, either a single Dhamma if it has Alif Lam, or double Dhamma, Tanween, if there's no Alif Lam. Okay, let's read on. The next sentence. Al-Waladu Jalisun Wal-Mudarrisu Waqifun. Again, Al-Waladu Jalisun, the boy is sitting. Wal-Mudarrisu Waqifun, and the teacher is standing. So, Al-Waladu is Mubtada, and it's Marfu'un, the sign that it's Marfu'un is Dhamma. Jalisun is the Khabar, and the sign that it is Marfu'un is Dhamma as well. Double Dhamma, since it doesn't have Alif Lam. Then we have Waw, Waw Fatha, yani the conjunction, Waw Al-Atf, and it joins the first sentence to another sentence. It joins them together, so we have another Mubtada and another Khabar, Al-Mudarrisu, the teacher is Waqifun, standing. Al-Mudarrisu here in this part of the sentence is the Mubtada, Marfu'un, with Dhamma, and Waqifun is the Khabar, Marfu'un, with Dhamma. Next sentence. Al-Kitabu Jadidun Wal-Qalamu Qadimun. Al-Kitabu Jadidun, the book is new. Wal-Qalamu Qadimun, and the pen is old. Okay, here I want to go back a little bit and note that maftuhun is a new word that came for the first time in lesson 3. Jalisun is also a new word that came for the first time in this lesson. And waqifun is a new word that came for the first time in this lesson. And likewise, jadidun, new, and qadimun, old, are new lessons that we didn't have previously in lesson 1 or lesson 2. Al-kitabu jadidun, the book is new. Wal-qalamu qadimun, and the pen is old. Going across, sentence number 2. Al-himaru saghirun wal-hisanu kabirun. Al-himaru saghirun, the donkey is small. Wal-hisanu kabirun, and the horse is big. Saghirun and kabirun, small and big, are new words, came for the first time in this lesson. Sentence number 3. Al-kursiyu maksurun. Al-kursiyu, the chair is maksurun, broken. Al-kursiyu is the mubtada, marfu'un. Sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Maksurun is the khabar. And it's marfu'un, the sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Going across, al-mindilu wasikhun. Al-mindilu, the handkerchief, is wasikhun, dirty. Wasikhun, first time we had this word here in lesson 3. Number 5. Al-ma'u baridun. Again, al-ma'u baridun. The water is barid, cold. And both of these, this is the first time we had each of these words here. It came for the first time in lesson 3. Al-ma'u, water, baridun, cold. Going across. Sentence number 6. Al-qamaru jamilun. Again, al-qamaru jamilun. The moon is beautiful. These are also new words that we are seeing for the first time here in lesson 3. Al-qamaru, the moon, jamilun, beautiful. Al-qamaru is the mubtada. It's marfu'un in the nominative case. The sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Jamilun is the khabar. It's also marfu'un, and the sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Going down to sentence number 7. Al-baytu qareebun wal-masjidu ba'idun. Al-baytu qareebun. The house is near. Wal-masjidu ba'idun. And the masjid is far. Two new words coming for the first time in lesson 3. Qareebun, near. Ba'idun, far. Number 8. Al-hajaru thaqeelun. Wal-waraqu khafifun. Al-hajaru thaqeelun. The stone is heavy. Wal-waraqu khafifun. And the paper is light. Yani light in weight. Thaqeelun, first time this word came, we didn't have it previously. Al-waraqu, also a new word from this lesson. And khafifun, light, weight, yani is coming for the first time in lesson 3. Number 9. Al-labanu harun. Al-labanu harun. Yani with shadda on the ra. The laban, the milk is harun, hot. Harun, this is a new word for the first time here in lesson 3. And the final sentence on this page, al-qamisu nadhifun. Al-qamisu nadhifun. The shirt is clean. Nadhifun, this is a new word, yani for lesson 3, a word that we didn't have previously. So we've already seen quite a few new words here in lesson 3 that we didn't have previously in lesson 1 or lesson 2. And inshallah, since this is a review lesson, perhaps we've already learned these words. If there are words that we are not sure about or we're not familiar with, then we should make a note of those words and write them out and practice them until we learn them well. Okay, we're going to go on now to page 16 for the second reading text for this lesson 3. And again, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to read through it. We're going to translate it. We're going to try to identify new words that we didn't have in the previous lessons 1 or 2. And also, we're going to look at word relationships, which primarily in these lessons now, in the early lessons, are just going to be, yani, the relationship between the al-mubtada'u and al-khabaru, yani, the subject and the predicate. The mubtada is the subject that we want to talk about, and the khabar is the information or the news that we want to convey concerning that subject. Okay, on the bottom of page 16, underneath the box which has al-kalimat al-jadida, al-kalimat al-jadida mean the new words. Okay, so in each lesson we're going to have a box with new words. Usually it's at the end of the lesson. Sometimes it could be in the middle, in which case we may have two sets of new vocabulary words in a long lesson. In this lesson we have two sets of new words. Okay, so that's why we see it here in the middle of the lesson, and we're going to see another box in the end. The same words usually are in the English key. However, sometimes there are some difference here between the listing of the new words in the Arabic text here as opposed to the English key. For example, in the English key we have ba'idun and qareebun, and we don't have them here in the Arabic new words box here. We don't have them. Also, al-waraqu is in the English key. It's not here in the Arabic new words. And al-ma'u is in the English key, but it's not in the box here in Arabic. Okay, it's not here in this set of vocabulary words, nor in the next set of vocabulary words at the end of the lesson. Those four words were left out of the Arabic vocabulary words, but they're in the English. Ba'idun, far, qaribun, near, al-ma'u, water, and al-waraqu, paper. Okay, let's read the second selection for reading on the bottom of page 16. And here we are doing two things. We are contrasting words that have tanween, indefinite words, and words that have alif lam, definite words. Okay, we already saw that in the beginning of this lesson, but now we're going to add a new element to that contrast between definite and indefinite words. Words that are ma'rifa, definite, and words that are nakira, indefinite. Yani, ma'rifa means it has alif lam, it means it is a particular, specific, yani, house, or car, or person. And nakira, indefinite, means it is not specific, it is not particular, means any person, or any house, or any car. Okay, so the second element that we're going to see here is the introduction of the concept of sun letters and moon letters. Al-huruf al-shamsiyya, sun letters, and al-huruf al-qamariyya, moon letters. And we said previously, in the beginning of this session, that words that begin with sun letters, and in this lesson, the listing is given for all of the sun letters and all of the moon letters. It's explained in the English key, and then yani, they are listed in this lesson here with an example for each sun letter and each moon letter. Okay, so what we want to note here is the rule concerning sun letters. If a word begins with a sun letter, harf shamsi, it means that we're not going to pronounce the lam in the definite article, but rather the lam is going to be merged, assimilated into the sun letter, and the sun letter is going to be doubled, and you're going to see a shadda on the sun letter. So for example, the word najmun begins with the letter noon. That's one of the 14 sun letters. So najmun, if you add alif lam to it, you're not going to pronounce the lam, rather the lam is going to be merged into the first letter, the noon, and that letter is going to be doubled. So instead of saying al najmu, we're going to say an-najmu. So not only do we lose the tanween when we add alif lam, but if the word that we're adding the alif lam to, if that word is beginning with a sun letter, then we're also not going to pronounce the lam. We're still going to write the lam in the definite article, but we're not going to pronounce it. We're going to merge it into the sun letter, the first letter of that word, and we're going to put a shadda there to remind us that that letter is doubled. Okay, the one of those yani doubled letters is to replace the lam, and the other one is actually a part of the word. Okay, so najmun becomes an-najmu, not al-najmu, an-najmu with two noons. Going across, rajulun begins with ra, and that's a sun letter. So if we add alif lam, we're not going to say al-rajulu. What we're going to say? Ar-rajulu, doubling the shadda, I mean the ra with shadda. Ar-rajulu, the man. Najmun, yani a star. Also they gave us dikun, means a rooster. Dikun begins with del, and del is a sun letter, harf shamsi. Therefore, if we add alif lam, we don't say al-diku, we say ad-diku. Double the del with shadda, ad-diku, means the rooster. Talibun, talibun, yani, meaning a student, begins with the letter ta, and ta is a sun letter. Therefore, if we add alif lam, then we're not going to pronounce the lam, rather we're going to merge the lam into the sun letter. We're going to merge the lam into the sun letter, and we're going to pronounce the sun letter twice. So, talibun with alif lam becomes At-talibu, at-talibu, not al-talibu, at-talibu. And that's why in the Quran, yani, when we begin to recite the Quran and we say Bismillah, we don't say al-Rahman, we say ar-Rahman. We don't say al-Rahim, we say ar-Rahim. When we recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, we don't say Kul huwa Allahu al-Samad, we say Al-Samad, because these words begin with sun letters. Okay, let's turn to the next page, page 17, and continue with the reading selection. Sentence number one, An-Najmu بَعِيدٌ النَّجْمُ بَعِيدٌ The star is far. Okay, word relationships. النَّجْمُ is the مُبْتَدَى مَرْفُوٌ with dhamma. بَعِيدٌ is the خَبَر مَرْفُوٌ with dhamma. Going across. الرَّجُلُ وَاقِفٌ الرَّجُلُ وَاقِفٌ The man is standing. Number three. السُكَّرُ حُلْوٌ السُكَّرُ حُلْوٌ The sugar is sweet or sugar is sweet. Going across. الطَّالِبُ مَرِيضٌ الطَّالِبُ مَرِيضٌ The student is sick. Number five. الدِّيكُ جَمِيلٌ الدِّيكُ جَمِيلٌ The rooster is beautiful. الديكون الديكو is the مبتدع and يعني therefore it's مرفون the sign of مرفون is دم جميل is the خبر يعني what we want to say about the rooster جميل that it is beautiful going across number 6 الدفتر by the way I failed to mention حلون is a new word that came for the first time in lesson 3 and مريض is a new word that came for the first time in lesson 3 these are new words that we would be learning for the first time if we were doing this book for the first time. But since it's a review, we should already know these words. Sentence number 6. الدفتر جديد. Ad, yani, del is a sun letter. So we're going to double the letter del and merge the lam into it. Instead of saying al daftaru, we're going to say الدفتر جديد. The notebook is new. الدفتر is neither in the Arabic vocabulary listing nor the English vocabulary listing, but it is a new word coming for the first time in this lesson, so make a note of that. Ad-daftaru means the notebook is jadidun, new. Number 7. At-tajiru ghaniyun. At with ta. Ta is a sun letter, is doubled and the lam is merged into it. At-tajiru ghaniyun. The merchant is rich. Ghaniyun is a new word that came for the first time in this lesson. Number 8. Ad-dukkanu maftuhun. Ad-dukkanu maftuhun. The shop is open. The shop is open. Ad-dukkan also is a new word came for the first time in this lesson. Number 9. Al-waladu faqirun. Al-waladu faqirun. The boy is poor. Faqirun, poor is a new word, came for the first time in this lesson. Number 10, At-tuffahu ladhidhun. At-tuffahu ladhidhun. The apple is tasty or delicious. At-tuffahu is a new word, came for the first time in this lesson. And ladhidhun also is a new word that came for the first time in this lesson. And the last sentence, number 11, الطبيب طويل والمريض قصير. The doctor is طويل, tall. This is a new word. والمريض and the patient, new word for this lesson, is قصير, short. The doctor is tall and the patient is short. Okay, so again, the reading of the selected text from each lesson, usually it's going to be in the beginning of the lesson. As we advance in the lessons that follow, we're going to see one text in the beginning of the lesson. If it's a long lesson, it may have two. And there are a couple of lessons that might even have three, but in any case, usually it's going to be in the beginning of the lesson, the Arabic text. That's what we're going to be concentrating on in these lessons. Reading for comprehension, identifying new words in that lesson, new grammatical structures, and the relationships between words, word relationships, مبتدأ and خبر, نعت and منعوت, مضاف, مضاف إليه, and so on, like this. Okay, so now we're going to go to the exercises. Okay, this is the third and fourth part of this lesson, the listening skills exercise and dictation skills exercise. For listening skills, we're going to read the sentence twice. The first time, just listen and make sure you hear it good, and the second time, translate what you hear orally. We might not have time to write it down. Just translate orally, and then when I give you the meaning, if you got it right, just put a check, yani, for correct, and put an X if you missed it, so that at the end of the exercise you will know, yani, how well you did. If you got half of them right, then you pass. So hopefully everybody is going to pass. Rather, I hope everybody gets excellent, gets them all right, or at least most of them. Okay, so again, listening skills exercise. We're going to read each sentence twice. First time, just listen. Second time, no need to write, just orally translate, and then I'll give you the answer. For these two exercises, listening skills and dictation skills, no need to open your book. We're going to do this just by listening. There won't be any looking at the book. You're just going to listen and orally translate. And in the dictation skills, you're going to listen and write what you hear without looking at the book. Okay, listening skills. Read each sentence twice. The first time, just listen. Second time, I want you to translate orally. Number one. We should have maybe, how many? 10 sentences here. We're going to have about 10 sentences, okay? So you should have a large piece of paper or a few sheets of paper or a notebook, preferably. Number one. This is for listening and oral translation. Al-waladu jalisun wal-mudarrisu waqifun. Again, this time I want you to orally translate as I read. Al-waladu jalisun. The boy is sitting. Wal-mudarrisu waqifun. And the teacher is standing. Next one, number two. Al-kitabu jadidun wal-qalamu qadimun. This time I want you to orally translate. Al-kitabu jadidun. The book is new. Wal-qalamu qadimun. And the pen is old. Number three. البيت قريب والمسجد بعيد. Now I want you to translate orally. البيت قريب. The house is near. والمسجد بعيد. And the masjid is far. Number four. الحمار صغير والحصان كبير. Translate orally. الحمار صغير. The donkey is small. والحصان كبير. And the horse is big. Number five. الحجر ثقيل والورق خفيف. Translate orally. الحجر ثقيل. The stone is heavy. والورق خفيف. And the paper is light. Number six. السكر حلو. Translate orally. السكر حلو. Sugar is sweet. Number seven. التاجر غني. Translate orally. التاجر غني. The merchant is rich. Number eight. الطبيب طويل. والمريض قصير. Translate orally. الطبيب طويل. The doctor is tall. والمريض قصير. And the patient is short. Number nine. الطالب مريض. Translate orally. الطالب مريض. The student is sick. Number 10, the final sentence. الدكان مفتوح الدكان مفتوح meaning the shop is open. يعني the shop meaning place of business. The shop is مفتوح open. Okay, again, these were 10 sentences to train your listening skills, to see if you can comprehend without seeing anything on a piece of paper, if you can comprehend what you hear. Okay, practicing, listening, and trying to understand what you hear without looking at the book is to help you to strengthen your ability to understand, to comprehend what you hear, as opposed to, yani what we were doing in the beginning, comprehending what you see when you read. The last exercise we want to do is dictation skills, exercises for dictation skills. And again, this, yani the purpose of this exercise is to train you to be able to write what you hear. And you don't have a book in front of you, you hear somebody speaking, and you want to write down what they're saying, so you have to listen carefully. For that reason, we're going to read it 3 times. The first time for you to just listen and make sure you understand what you hear. And the second time for you to write. And we're going to read it a 3rd time as a bonus, in case you miss something, to give you an extra chance to write what you have missed or to confirm that what you have written is correct. Okay? You have to listen and then write what you hear. We're going to read it 3 times. And again, for this particular exercise, we're also going to have 10 sentences. We're going to give you a little bit more time because you're going to be writing. And I guess I'm going to be writing with you. Let me get my pad so that way I know you have enough time to write. Okay? All right, let's go. Number 1. Al-Kursiyu Maksurun. Again. Al-Kursiyu مكسور الكرسي مكسور Number 2 الماء بارد Second time الماء بارد الماء بارد Number 3 اللبن حار Second time اللبن حار With شد on the raw اللبن حار Number 4 القمر جميل Second time القمر جميل القمر جميل Number 5 القميص with قاف and صاد القميص نظيف with the letter ظ نظيف Second time القميص نظيف القميص نظيف Number 6 النجم بعيد Again, النجم بعيد النجم بعيد Number 7 الديك جميل Second time الديك جميل الديك جميل Number 8 الولد فقير Again الولد فقير Al-waladu faqirun. Number 9. Ar-rajulu waqifun. Again. Ar-rajulu waqifun. Ar-rajulu waqifun. And number 10, the last sentence. At-tuffahu, with shadda on the ta and shadda on the fa. At-tuffahu ladhidhun. Second time. At-tuffahu ladhidhun. Okay, these are 10 sentences for dictation. I hope that you have done well. You're able to understand what you hear, and you also, which may be a little bit more difficult, you're also able to write what you hear without seeing it. Okay, this is what we wanted to cover for lesson number 3. The second lesson for this second session is going to be lesson number 4. I'm going to follow the same format that we just followed for lesson 3. That is, we're going to do vocabulary review first, and then the reading, translation, and analysis of the passage, looking at the new vocabulary words and analyzing grammar points and word relationships, and then we're going to do the listening and dictation skills at the end. Okay, so let's start first with vocabulary review for lesson 4. And again, how are we going to do this review? We're going to read some words in Arabic, and you have to translate them into English. We'll read some words in English, and you have to translate them into Arabic. Okay, and this is just oral translation. No need to write it down because, we're not going to have a lot of time, but we're just going to try to go through these words quickly, and I want you to, put a check every time you get one right, and an X if you miss it, so that you have an idea how you did on the vocabulary. Vocabulary is critically important. It's equally important to knowing the grammar, because even if you know all of the grammatical rules, if you don't know the meaning of the words, you're not going to be able to understand anything. Okay, so let's look at some of the vocabulary for lesson number 4. The first word I want you to translate from Arabic into English. Aina. Aina. This is a ism istifham, question word, yani interrogative. Aina means where. Next word, ghurfatun. Ghurfatun, with ta marbuta on the end. It means a room. Next word, al-hammamu. Al-hammamu. Al-hammam means the bathroom. Next word, al-matbakhu. Al-matbakhu, with ta and kha. Al-matbakhu means the kitchen. The next word, the English word, sky. Yani the sky above you. In Arabic, it is what? The sky. S-K-Y. In Arabic is As-Sama'u. Again, As-Sama'u. The next word, classroom. Yani, the classrooms where the students sit at school. Classroom. In Arabic, Al-Faslu. Al-Faslu, with Sa'd, the letter Sa'd. Al-Faslu. The next word, the toilet. Yani where a person goes in the bathroom to relieve themselves. Toilet, T-O-I-L-E-T in Arabic. Al-mirhadu. Al-mirhadu. Yani with the letter ha, fatha alif, and the letter bad. Al-mirhadu means the toilet. And also in this lesson, although it's not given in the English vocabulary, a word that came in the lesson is the word for the hour, or the watch, or the clock. The word in Arabic for watch, a watch that you tell time with, or a clock. It also means the hour. In Arabic, as-sa'atu, as-sa'atu. Okay, let's look at a few more words, also from lesson 4. the names of the countries, names of countries. Al-Yabanu means, in English, the country, Japan. Al-Sinu, with Saad, Al-Sinu means the country, China. Al-Hindu means the country, India. Al-Filipino means the country, the Philippines. Okay, now I'm going to give you some English words. I want you to translate them into Arabic. The word for school, the school, where you go for learning. The school. Al-Madrasatu. In Arabic, Al-Madrasatu. The market, yani the marketplace where you go for shopping. The market. In Arabic, As-Suqu. As-Suqu. The next word, university, yani where a person goes to study, high level education. University, in Arabic, Al-Jami'atu. Al-Jami'atu. Okay, and finally, the preposition for going to someplace, to, you say in Arabic, ila, coming from, in Arabic, min, on or upon something, ala, and in or inside of something, fi. Okay, this is the vocabulary review, and now we want to go to the reading of the text. Before we go to the reading of the text, I just want to mention that in this lesson, from amongst the important things that are contained in this lesson, in terms of the grammar, are two main things. That is, al-huruf, yani the particles that are known as prepositions in English. Hurufu al-jar. Huruf al-jar. In this lesson, we have four of them. Fi, ala, min, and ila. And these prepositions, huruf al-jar, yani they cause a word that comes after them, the object of the preposition, to take kasra. They make that word change from being in the nominative case, al-marfu'un, to being in the genitive case, al-majrurun. And they change the indication of the i'rab from being marfu'un with dhamma to being majrur with kasra. So in the previous lessons, we saw all of the words were marfu'un, and now we'll begin to see words that are majrur, yani that are in the genitive case, and the primary sign of a word being majrur is that it takes kasra. So we're going to see after the preposition, the object of the preposition changes from dhamma to kasra, and its i'rab changes from being marfu'un to being majrur. Okay, the other thing in this lesson, we saw the question word ayna, which is ism istifham. It's an ism istifham. And it is used to ask a question about a place. Ayna, where is the book? Where is Ahmed? Where is the teacher? And so on. It's used as su'alun anil makan, to ask a question about al makan, the place. Also in this lesson, we're going to see that feminine proper nouns, al-alam al-mu'annathu, al-alamu al-mu'annathu, feminine proper nouns, names of people and cities and countries, feminine proper nouns, la yunawwanu, yani they don't take tanween. So we'll see female names, if they have tarmabuta or even if they don't have tarmabuta, feminine proper nouns as opposed to masculine proper nouns. Masculine proper nouns take tanween. Muhammadun, Mahmudun. Feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. Aishatu, Aminatu, Maryamu, and so on like this. Zainabu. Okay, so in this lesson we also come to learn that feminine proper nouns are the first group of words that we study that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Yani, words that do not make full changes. They don't take tanween, and they also don't take, as we'll see later on, they don't take kesser when they are majrur. Also in this lesson, we learned that the word min, which is a preposition, harf ja, we learned that even though it originally ends with sukun, min, the noon doesn't have a vowel, but if it is followed by alif lam, then we put a kasra on that. Yani noon, we change it from sukun to fatha. Did I say kasra? Fatha. And the reason why we're going to put the fatha here is because if it's followed by alif lam, the lam has sukun, and if the min, me, the noon has sukun and the lam has sukun, then we have the meaning of two second letters, and this is not allowed in Arabic. So in order to remove, to eliminate iltiqa as sakinain, the meaning of two second letters, then the noon of the word min, the noon, is going to be changed from sukun to fatha. Has nothing to do with i'rab, it's just for pronunciation. Okay, so in this lesson we're going to have we have prepositions harf ja, which change the noun that follows it, the object of the preposition, from being marfu'un with dhamma to being majrurun with kasra. And in this lesson we also have pronouns. Pronouns, dhamir. The dhamir is a word that takes the place of a word that, something that was mentioned previously. Okay, so you say Ahmed is a student. And then you want to say something else about Ahmed instead of saying Ahmed is a student. And Ahmed is young. You can use a pronoun to replace Ahmed and say Ahmed is a student and he is young. So pronouns take the place of nouns that have been previously mentioned. And here we're going to see four pronouns. Huwa, hiya, ana, and anta. Okay, in this lesson we see four pronouns. All of them are singular pronouns. Okay, pronouns are either singular, dual, or plural. And they're also masculine and feminine. Ana is used for masculine and feminine. Huwa is used for masculine. Hiya is used for feminine, and anta is used for masculine. Okay, so what we want to note here is that the pronoun huwa is used to represent words that are masculine, mudhakkar, even if they are human beings or other than human beings. So huwa can refer back to Ahmed, and it can also refer back to al-kitab, which is masculine. And hiya, likewise, is used to refer to people, females, as well as things that are masculine. So hiya can refer back to yani al-mar'atu, the woman, or al-bintu, the girl, or al-ukhtu, the sister. And likewise, it can refer back to a noun that is feminine. That's for yani ghayru akil, al-shajaratu, al-sayaratu, and so on. So what we're saying here is that the pronoun huwa and hiya is used for masculine and feminine nouns, whether it's referring back to a human being. Or an inanimate thing, or an animal, it's used for both of them, for aql and ghayru aql. What else in this lesson? We also want to mention in this lesson that just like we said adjectives, when they have tanween, we don't translate them as a. Al-babu maksurun, we don't say the door is a broken, we say the door is broken. Likewise, proper nouns, masculine proper nouns that take tanween, like Hamidun and Mahmudun, we don't translate it as yani a Hamid or a Mahmud, we just translate it as yani Mahmud. Yani Mahmudun Talibun means Mahmud is a student, not a Mahmud is a student. Just Mahmud, Mahmudun Talibun. Yani Hamidun Mudarrisun. Hamid is a teacher, not a Hamid is a teacher. And in this lesson we also learned that feminine proper nouns, nouns and adjectives are made feminine by adding ta marbuta. Nouns and adjectives can be made feminine by adding ta marbuta. So, for example, noun kabirun, if it's referring to something feminine, you add ta marbuta, it becomes kabiratun. Sagirun, sagiratun. And so on, like this. Okay, so generally speaking, feminine nouns have ta marbuta, but there are lots of feminine nouns that don't have ta marbuta. In any case, nouns and adjectives can be made feminine by adding ta marbuta. And there are some masculine proper nouns that have ta marbuta. So also you have to pay attention that even though ta marbuta is a sign of femininity, It's not going to be used on every feminine word, and there are some words that are not feminine that have ta marbuta. Okay, let's read from the text that we have for lesson 4. Look at new words and also grammatical functions in the sentence or word relationships. We're reading from page 21. Ad-darsu ar-rabi'u, the fourth lesson. Here we see al-baytu at the top of the lesson and fil-bayti. And what they are showing us here is that nouns originally in Arabic are marfu'un with dhamma. When they follow a preposition, they change from being marfu'un with dhamma to being majrurun with kasra. Yani, the object of a preposition becomes majrur, and the primary sign of a word when it's majrur is kasra. Going across, we see al-masjidu with dhamma, fil-masjidi with kasra. Al-mattabu with dhamma, al-mattabi with kasra. As-sariru with dhamma, al-sariri with kasra. Yani, fil-bayti, in the house. Fil-masjidi, in the masjid. Al-mattabi, on the desk or the table. Al-sariri, on the bed. Okay, now the next sentences we're going to read going across, right? And we're going to notice that there's a question and there's an answer. And in the answer, we're going to use pronouns to refer to the person or the thing that came in the question. When we answer it, we're going to replace that name of that person or the name of that thing. We're going to replace it with a masculine or feminine pronoun. Aina Muhammadun? Where is Muhammad? Huwa fil ghurfati, he is in the room. Yani, huwa is referring back to Muhammad. Muhammad is masculine, so we're using the masculine pronoun, dhamir, huwa. Wa aina yasirun, and where is yasir? That's a male person, a masculine proper noun. Wa aina yasirun, huwa fil hammami, he is in the bathroom. So huwa is replacing yasir. Instead of saying aina yasirun, yasirun fil hammam, yani in the answer, we're going to replace Yasir with the pronoun huwa, the masculine singular pronoun. Wa aina aminatu? And where is amina? Hiya fil matbakhi. Hiya fil matbakhi. She is in the kitchen. So hiya is replacing amina, feminine pronoun. Aina al kitabu? Where is the book? Huwa ala al maktabi. It is on the desk or the table. Here we see that al-kitab is being replaced by the masculine pronoun huwa. And this shows us that huwa can be used to refer back to Muhammad or Yasir. And it can also be used to refer back to inanimate things like al-kitabu or other than that. And finally, wa'ayna as-sa'atu. Wa'ayna as-sa'atu. And where is the watch or the clock? Here, al-sariri. Here, ala sariri, it is on the bed. In this lesson, we had the prepositions, yani new words, fi and ala, and we also had, yani the pronouns huwa and hiya, and we also had al-gurfatu, which means the room, al-hammamu, which means the bathroom, al-matbakhu, the kitchen, and as-sa'atu, the watch. These are new words for this lesson. Let's turn to page 24. And the reading selection on page 24 from the top of the page to the bottom. At the top we have two new prepositions, min and ila. Al-baytu, min al-bayti. Notice that the preposition min has a fatha here. Originally it doesn't have fatha, but that is because it's followed by alif lam. Min al-bayti. And we know that al-baytu now, after min, becomes al-baytu, becomes al-bayti, becomes majrur. And the sign that it's majrur is kasra because it's the object of the preposition min. Al-masjidu ila al-masjidi with kasra. Okay, let's read this discussion, this dialogue between al-mudarrisu, the teacher, and Muhammadun, Muhammad. The teacher says, min aina anta? From where are you? Or where are you from? Muhammad says, ana min al-yabani. I'm from Japan. The teacher says, وَمِنْ أَيْنَ عَمَّارٌ, and from where is Ammar? Where is Ammar from? Muhammad says, هُوَ مِنَ الصِّينِ, he is from China. Al-Mudarris, وَمِنْ أَيْنَ حَامِدٌ. And from where's Hamid? Where's Hamid from? Muhammad, هُوَ مِنَ الْهِنْدِ. He is from India. In this lesson also there are new words. Yani, we had aina, where, but now we have a combination of the preposition min and aina, from where. Yani, from where are you? And we had Japan and al-Yaban and as-Sin. And we had also the pronoun ana, which is the first person singular, used for masculine and feminine. Okay, and then we had the country al-Hind, which is India, and the dialogue goes on. Al-Mudarris says, Aina Abbasun? Where is Abbas? Muhammad says, Kharaja. This is a new word. The past tense verb, Kharaja, means to go out of a place. As opposed to Dhahaba, which means to go away. Kharaja means to go out of a place that you are inside of. Where is Abbas? Muhammad says, Kharaja. He went out. Al-Mudarris, Aina Dhahaba? Where did he go to? Muhammad, Dhahaba إلى المديري. He went to the principal or the headmaster. المدرس وأين ذهب علي. And where did علي go? ذهب إلى المرحاض. إلى المرحاض. He went to the bathroom or to the toilet. Okay, this is the reading selection for lesson number 4. And what we're going to do now is the exercises, as we did for the previous lesson, listening exercises. I'm going to read the sentence twice, and I just want you to orally translate. Okay, so again, I'm going to be reading six sentences for listening. Okay, I'm going to read them twice. I want you to listen the first time carefully, and then translate orally, and then I'll give the meaning. Number one, من أين أنت? Again, من أين أنت? From where are you? Where are you from? 2. أنا من اليابان. Again. أنا من اليابان. I am from Japan. Number 3. ومن أين حامد? Again. ومن أين حامد? And from where is Hamid? Where is Hamid from? Huwa, number 4. Huwa min al-Hindi. Huwa min al-Hindi. He is from India. Number 5. Wa ayna dhahaba Aliyun. Again, wa ayna dhahaba Aliyun. And where did Ali go? Number 6. Last sentence. ذهب إلى المرحاض. ذهب إلى المرحاض. He went to the bathroom. Okay, now we're going to do dictation. I'm going to get my pad out and I'm going to write along with you. We're going to read this time for dictation. We're going to read each sentence, question or answer, 3 times. The first time, just listen carefully to see if you can comprehend and maybe memorize the sentence. The second time, I'm going to give you a little bit slower reading where you can write, and the third time, you can catch whatever you missed or confirm, yani, if what you have written is correctly. Dictation. Okay, we're also going to have 6 sentences or questions and answers. Number 1. أَيْنَ مُحَمَّدٌ هُوَ فِي الْغُرْفَةِ. Okay, let's write. Aina Muhammadun. Huwa fil ghurfati. Huwa fil ghurfati. One more time. Aina Muhammadun. Huwa في الغرفة. Okay, number 2. وأين آمنة? هي في المطبخ. Try to write this time. Wa'ayna Aminatu. Hiya fil matbakhi. One more time. Wa ayna aminatu. Hiya fi al matbakhi. Number three. Wa ayna sa'atu. Hiya ala sariri. Try to write it this time. Wa ayna as-sa'atu. Ayna as-sa'atu. Hiya ala as-sariri. One more time. Wa ayna as-sa'atu. Hiya ala as-sariri. Number four. Wa min ayna Ammarun. Huwa min as-sini. Let's write it this time. Wa min ayna Ammarun. Wa min ayna Ammarun. Huwa min as-sini. Huwa min as-sini. Again, last time. Wa min ayna Ammarun. Huwa min as-sini. Number five. Ayna Abbasun. Answer. Kharaja. This time let's write it. Ayna Abbasun. With shadda on the ba. Ayna Abbasun. Answer. Kharaja. One more time. Aina Abbasun. Answer. Kharaja. Okay, and the last one. Aina Zahaba. Yani Abbas. He went out. Aina Zahaba. Zahaba ila al-mudiri. Let's write it. Aina ذهب. أين ذهب? The answer. ذهب إلى المدير. Again. أين ذهب? ذهب إلى المدير. Okay, so I hope that I know in the beginning doing dictation can be a little bit difficult, and especially if we're not used to writing a lot, and that's why we're emphasizing the importance of writing as much as possible, writing out the lesson before the session, write out the text that we're going to read. Yani, the five steps that we mentioned will help you in dictation because you'll become more familiar with, yani, what you're hearing and what you are writing. So you read it from the book, and while you're reading it, of course, you're translating it, and then you write it out in your notebook. And when you're writing it out, it's helping you to learn the words and to recognize the words and the sounds of the words and the composition of the word, the letters and the voweling. And then you listen to it. Yani even looking at the book, listen to the audio files or to your study partner reading to you. Listen and try to train your ear to hear, to recognize what you hear, what you see on the paper. And then you're going to read it again, second time, but this time from your own handwriting. So you get used to reading from the textbook and reading from normal handwriting. And this may encourage you to improve your handwriting, because sometimes we can't read our own handwriting. So you're going to read it a second time, but this time from your own handwriting, and then you're going to write it, and you're going to listen to it and write it again, so that you read twice, you listen twice, and you write twice. This time, though, the last time that you listen and write is going to be, you're going to be listening without looking at the book and trying to write what you hear. And that's what we call al-imla, or dictation, and we're going to be doing this type of drill in every session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, until, yani, we become better at it and improve our listening skills and improve our writing skills and improve our ability to write what we hear without looking at the book. And this is really going to help us a lot in our study of the Arabic language. So with that, we're going to close this session today and just remind everybody that in the next session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll be taking the next couple of lessons. I'm not sure if we'll be taking two. The next lesson is 5 and 6. Yeah, we'll probably be taking lessons 5 and 6. And I'll be sending out the homework assignments, hopefully, inshallah, first thing tomorrow. And the schedule that I normally give you for homework assignments is so that you can break up the assignments and do a little bit every day. So by the end of the week, you'll come prepared for the next session. Homework assignments are a preview of the lesson and preparation for the lesson. And you also get a chance to check your translations, from the homework assignment during the week as we go through those lessons in the live session. I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you, each of us, and whatever we're trying to do of good for the sake of Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He grant us success in making our intentions sincere in whatever we do, and that it be in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognize, record and reward whatever we do of good for His sake alone, and that He pardon our shortcomings and mistakes, and that He multiply our rewards and elevate our station, that He heal our sick, strengthen our weak, and protect those who are vulnerable, and keep us firm, yani, on His straight path until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Let me just note here that, yani, with the approach of Ramadan being very near, Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Let me just make a note that with the approach of Ramadan being very near, there may be a need to change our schedule a little bit in order to make the classes earlier, so that we're not ending our second session just before Maghrib. But this class probably will remain in its time, more than likely. But in any case, I'm going to be looking at the schedule, because we have a second class after Asr. And instead of it being after Asr, we're going to see if maybe we can make it immediately after this class and fit them both in between Dhuhr and Asr. So I'm going to be looking at the schedule. Inshallah, we'll send out an announcement. And I don't normally look at the screen, but I see that there's a question here. Will the Khabar always have a double Dhamma? No, the Khabar will not always have a double Dhamma. Generally speaking, the Mubtada is going to be definite, and the Khabar is going to be indefinite. That's why we are seeing it with a double Dhamma. That's the general rule, but it's not absolute. It's not a requirement. Neither that the Mubtada always have Alif Lam or be definite, or that the Khabar always be indefinite. It's possible that a Khabar can be definite. It can take, Alif Lam. There can be a Khabar with Alif Lam. In any case, the Khabar is not always going to have a double Dhamma. It's not always going to be indefinite. The Khabar, it is possible that a Khabar can be definite. And we'll see that much later on, probably. I don't think we'll see it in level 2, but maybe we'll see it in level 2, but definitely we'll see it in level 3. As a general rule, the Mubtada is going to be definite, either by Alif Lam or by some other means. And the khabar, as a general rule, is going to be indefinite. Okay, so let me just note here, thanks for this question, because it also brings another point to mind in the minute that's remaining, and that is that as far as the mubtada and khabar, they are going to, the khabar has to agree with the mubtada in two things. It has to agree with it in being deaf and being masculine or feminine. If the mubtada is masculine, the khabar has to be masculine. If it is feminine, it has to be feminine. And it also has to agree with a number in being singular, dual, or plural. So, in these two things, the khabar has to agree with the mubtada. Both, we said both mubtada and khabar are always marfu'un, yani nominative case with dhamma. But if the mubtada is feminine, then the khabar has to agree with it in being feminine. If the mubtada is singular, or dual, or plural, then the khabar has to agree with it in number. As far as indefinite and indefinite, they don't have to agree in being definite or indefinite. They have to agree in what? They have to agree in being masculine or feminine, singular, dual, or plural. As far as definite and indefiniteness, they don't normally agree. As I said, the mubtada is generally definite, and the khabar is generally indefinite, but that's not like an absolute rule. There are cases in which it could be the reverse, and Allah knows best. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.